Yirmiya Parak Lamed Beis Pasuk Chav Beis. Leilu Nishmas Betzalel Tzvi Ben Moshe Yitzchak HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm sorry, Yirmiya continues the great tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he says after a very simple financial transaction to show that this simple financial transaction is symbolic of the great eternity of the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people. Folks in the UN, folks, protesters out in Manhattan every single afternoon, protesters in London, hundreds of thousands of them going over bridges, do not understand or want to understand what this means. But this is far bigger than even a global protest movement against the Jews. As the first pasuk says, Vatitain Lohem, Pasuk of Beis, Esa Oretz Hazos Asher Nishbata Lavo Osam L'Seis Lohem. And you gave to them this land that you swore to their forefathers to give to them, Eretz Zavas Chalav U'Devash, a land flowing with milk and honey. Some people get unexpected gifts, and it's a surprise party, is a wonderful thing. But sometimes you know it's coming, and that's even better. That heightens the anticipation, that heightens the joy. Think about all the centuries where we have prayed to get back to Eretz Yisrael. Well, guess what? The opportunity is going to be there. Chav Gimel Vayavo'u Vayirshuosa. And they came and they inherited it. But unfortunately, as always, they came and inherited it, but they didn't listen to your voice and they didn't obey your Torah, your laws. Everything that you commanded them to do, they did not do. And therefore it happened to them, a mikra, like a coincidence, but of course not a coincidence. It's a consequence. And so what transpired upon them was all of this evil, all of this terrible fate, which is the result of our own doing. So he's davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he is also explaining to the people that what they have done has brought the consequences upon them. When you have a beautiful Eretz Yisrael, but you get caught up in all kinds of things that are not serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, parades and festivals and a society that values the values of the rest of the world rather than what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded us, then unfortunately what comes upon us, as we know from the Tochacha, is Vatochi Haaretz Eschem, the land will spit us out. Sensitive stomach, as Rabbi Beryl Wine says, for Eretz Yisrael. Chavdalad hinei hasololos ba'u ha'ir lalachta. And behold, the ramparts, the ladders, the siege engines, the mounds that they build up to be able to reach the top of the wall have come to the city to conquer it, to seize it. Great movie, at least for a history buff, is a movie with Orlando Bloom in it called Kingdom of Heaven, which is about crusaders. It's a lot of fun watching Legolas be a crusader who has doubt and problems. And I really enjoy that movie because they worked very, very hard to get the authenticity correct. And they really wanted to show what war was like when you've got giant siege engines being rolled up to the wall. And it's always given me a visual for the Romans, for the Babylonians, for everybody who erected all of these siege mechanisms. But ir nitna bi'arakastin. And the city was delivered. He's saying these words at a time when the siege has happened, but the city has not yet been handed over. But it's such a fait accompli, it's such a done deal, that it's only a question of time. And it was handed over to the hands of the Chaldeans, Biyat HaKastam HaNelchamim Aleha, who are warring against it, Mimnei HaChereb V'Hara'av V'Hadaver, and of course the three great curses of war, because of the sword, and hunger, and plague, V'Asher Dibarta Haya, V'Hinecha Ro'eh, and that which you spoke has come to pass. And here you are to see it, because of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always here to see it. You knew, you warned us, Chavhei V'Ata Amarto Eli Hashem Elokim Kinei Locha Hasada Ba'Kesev. And yet, in the middle of all of this great collapse, you said to me, buy for yourself this field of silver, and do it before witnesses who can testify. And yet, of course, the city has been handed over to the kastim. So I'm a little baffled, says Yirmiya. Why go to all this trouble? Everybody may die. The witnesses may die in the fall of Yerushalayim, says the man Lois. A beautiful point. So you get me witnesses, and then what? What's the idea? So I spent all this money for nothing also, says Yair Barbanel. What use was this? I just don't get it, says Yirmiyah. Which is fascinating. For Yirmiyah to express doubt. But many, many, many Nevi'im had doubt. Chavav vayihi dvar Hashem el Yirmiyahu leimor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers right away, immediately. Chav zayin hinei ani Hashem elokei kol basar. I am God, the Lord of all flesh. Hamimeni yipol eichal davar. Is anything too difficult for me? He's throwing Yirmiyah's words back in his own face. Yirmiyah said, there's nothing you can't do. And he says, well, didn't you just say there's nothing I can't do? Chavches lochein ko amar Hashem hineni no seina so'ir hazos biyad hakastim uviyad muchad retzar melech bavel ulechado. Yes, I am handing this city, I'm delivering the city into the hands of the Kastim and the hands of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babel, and he's going to conquer it.